Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of age or circumstance. My passion for what I do comes from the fact that my husband passed away at age 44. He didn't know that he wouldn't get to enjoy all the things that he had planned to when he planned to retire at age 55. And as a life coach for the past 14 years, I am acutely aware of how common it is not to live your dreams or passions, even when that was the plan with the time and finances that so often come with age and retirement. It is very easy to put your life on hold and to tell yourself someday. But my message is, now is your life. You only get one shot at it, and you do not know how much time you get. My guest today discovered her passion, as many of us do, by experiencing a major trauma in her life. She was in a car accident that broke her neck and caused severe head trauma. She followed all the protocols associated with Western medicine, but it simply was not working. She found her way to healing through mindset, nutrition, and a variety of other non-traditional avenues. My guest today is Kimberly Ward. She is the founder of Dragonfly Wellness, and she is also an RN, a functional medicine practitioner, and a coach. And we're going to go to break. When we return, Kim will join us and share her journey, not only to her own wellness, but also her work in the world to facilitate others discovering theirs as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt. I'm a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Kim Ward. She is the founder of Dragonfly Wellness, and she's also an RN, a functional medicine practitioner, and a coach. Kim and I knew each other many years ago when she lived in Sandpoint. And now that our passions for working with longevity and the quality of life have aligned, it's a pleasure to get to welcome her to the show to share her story as well as her expertise. So welcome, Kim. So happy you could be here today.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here today.
Thank you so much. And yeah, it's like, it's so funny to get to talk to you again back in Sandpoint, where our kind of our roots began, which was, gosh, such a long time ago. But it's just fun to kind of be on the same page and be able to share some of our, you know, our aspirations for what we might be able to do to facilitate.
Yes. It's really interesting. I find that I moved away and our paths have gone down similar directions.
Yeah. Yeah, because they really weren't aligned before so much. I mean, I think we enjoyed kind of similar topics and interests, but yeah, I think things are kind of coming together, and that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go back to how this whole wellness journey began for you. So what were you doing career-wise prior to your accident?
Well, it's very interesting. Prior to the accident, I did go to school for nursing and exercise fitness, and I had a plan to open my own wellness clinic, and then life kind of took a bunch of different directions, and I ended up working in business for a while because the medical world actually was turning down nurses.
Amazing.
Yeah, very odd, very
yes.
Opposite of what it is now. And so I was planning on getting back into the wellness arena. And right outside of college, I had a nursing job for about 6 months before they closed their doors. And it just happened to be a holistic center that was focusing on both Eastern and Western philosophies, which was really, really kind of new in that era.
Yeah.
Back then, and so I got exposed right out of nursing school to a whole bunch of healing modalities and ways to take care of ourselves that was completely unconventional from what I was learning.
Sure.
And then that clinic closed, so that just kind of sparked this interest of a whole different world. And long story short, I was going to move to Montana and open a wellness clinic there with my fiancé at the time, and it was actually a diving accident. So I dove into the lake, and I broke my neck in two places and cracked the top of my skull and had a pretty significant head injury.
Wow.
And that, as some people know, when you have a major life event, it changes your trajectory.
Absolutely.
So I had to wear a halo, and, you know, I broke C3, which controls your breathing, so it was really amazing that I lived through it.
Wow.
And, you know, that I was able to figure out how to heal and not have any residuals. It took quite a while, and it was a really confusing journey. Because I had a halo on for 6 months. I ended up getting that off and then moved to Montana. And it was probably a good 5 years of unfolding of problems with head injuries. They're not straight
forward
at all. Which really got me into learning all about the mind-body-mind-gut connection and how incredibly important that is.
Well, and so when you first started out and you were, and again, I might be just assuming things, but I would imagine you, from our previous conversation, said that, you know, you kind of just went by what the standard protocols were with Western medicine, but yet you had the exposure to what some of the other modalities were. So did that all kind of come together for you, you know, like at the same time, or were you just kind of going by what the doctors here were kind of telling you to do? So it's just kind of curious to me, like how did that really play out for you?
Well, like I said, I was really fortunate to have that short stint in,
yeah,
in getting my mind aware of different arenas, which
sure
is a lifesaver in, you know, looking back. But what happened is the doctors did not pay any attention to my head injury. They were so concerned about my neck, but once it healed, they gave me medications for pain and told me to go on, do what I was doing. And at the time, they didn't even ask me what that was or what that looked like. So I was really an adventure seeker, and I was extremely athletic. And so I went back in trying to be that active. And, you know, I was falling off my bike, and
oh,
I was,
geez,
getting fevers after workouts. I mean, stuff that was very confusing. So when I would go back in to see the doctors, they had no idea, and they would just, you know, write me more and more prescriptions. And at first, you know, with the pain medication, I would not remember days. So that's all I needed to know for me, that I couldn't go down that path. It wasn't making me better. It wasn't even managing what I was going through.
Sure.
I really didn't even understand that, you know, clearly at the time. So I just started looking for people that understood, you know, more of a, you know, healing the symptoms, getting to the root causes of what was happening and trying to understand my body and trusting in my intuition. And it just kept leading me into down this incredible path where I'd meet mentors and I'd meet people that understood you know, more of the brilliance of the body, and it just kept unfolding. It took a while. It didn't happen overnight. And then I went back to school after a while to get my certification from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And I just kept taking classes, and I, you know, studied under some of Mark Harmon's programs and other functional medicine doctors. And it just kept unfolding, and then that led into understanding toxins and how, you know, detrimental they can play out in your health, which I started creating my own products at home to help with everything. And then people wanted me to be, you know, make them for them. And then I started understanding the importance of, you know, not only what you're putting in your body, but on your body.
Yeah.
So it really started to take a holistic approach, which encompasses, you know, the mind-body connection completely.
I love that. Totally love that. You know, and it's just so interesting to me that, you know, you had your training kind of in, you know, the more traditional Western medicine approaches, but you had also been exposed to some other modalities, and then boom, the universe gives you an accident so you can actually get to experience the differences in the two and the effects from it. I mean, I'm not making light of it by any means whatsoever, but I mean, I think the fascinating part of it is that you have actually had the opportunity to witness the benefits in your own life, so it can help you steer your, you know, desire to facilitate others being able to have the same. And I think that that's really kind of the crucial thing, when, especially when you're trying to, you know, you're trying to bridge different approaches to getting healed. So, so did you kind of see that the results that you were getting from the mindfulness and the nutrition and, you know, the functional medicine, did that unfold pretty quickly, as opposed to, you know, any other kind of, you know, determination of what the other doctors were telling you, the Western medicine doctors? Was that a contrast that you could kind of witness pretty clearly?
Yeah, it, a lot of things started to unfold. I mean, nutrition was really playing a huge factor. It was confusing at first. Like, going into the, you know, see the regular doctors, they would tell me everything was fine. The labs were fine. The endocrine system was, you know, my hormonal system was fine. They couldn't understand anything that I was trying to talk to them about. They didn't know why I was getting fevers after I exercised. They didn't understand, you know, why I was having balance issues, which is what we thought it was at first, but it ended up later on, when you have a head injury, you can have a lot of post-traumatic stress. So it was called Stardle Syndrome, and I had no idea. That took about 5 years to figure out what that was.
Wow.
It's like any big, quick flashing light or noise would make me, my body shut down completely, like I just hit the rock.
Wow.
So I, you know, I might find myself on the side of the road and not know how I got there. Or if I was in a spin class and they started flashing the lights or, you know, yelling loud, I actually would fall off the bike.
Wow.
And it got scary, but I knew that, and I really believe that our bodies are capable of healing from anything. And,
yep,
you know, through this journey, I met people that healed themselves from cancer using, you know, healthy modalities. And then I met people that were overcoming major health issues. And what I noticed is there was a theme. No matter what their disease was that they were healing through, there was a theme to all of them. So over 10 years, I witnessed incredible healing journeys. And I still keep in contact with a lot of the people that I met. And so I just started, you know, putting it all together and using it for myself. And it's not just, you know, vitamins and supplements and eating really healthy, but there's a mind piece to to it. That's so important, because our thoughts can create a disease in our body all by itself. So, you know, you can eat extremely healthy, you can exercise, you can do meditation, but if you have any type of trauma or you're stuck in a rut of negative thinking, that's, you know, chronic stress, it can trigger.
Yes.
You to become sick also. So they really play a synchronistic role.
Yes, definitely. Well, I think you just have a super interesting journey, and it's something I can't wait to find out a little bit more about, like what you're able to share with others and what you're doing now. So we need to go to break, but we'll be right back. So stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My guest today is Kim Ward, and she is the founder of Dragonfly Wellness, and she's also an RN, a functional medicine practitioner, and a coach. And we've just been discussing her journey and how she's firsthand had experience with using some non-traditional ways of treating things, including her own broken neck and head trauma. And so just because in this thoughtfulness of how much time we have together, I would love to just move into, so where is your career now, and how did you kind of find your way to what you're doing today?
Well, it's come full circle. My interest in opening a wellness center was there for a long, long time.
Sure.
And then Dragonfly, it bloomed, and I opened about 8 years ago. And through my journey, I just developed a signature program. As I was nursing, you know, I just saw the theme in patients that were really challenged with kind of similar things that I was going through for mm-hmm. different reasons. But it really was all like there was some basic information through everybody that was a common thread. So my program, it deals and digs into the root causes and basically covers the symptoms from chronic inflammation, toxic overload internally and externally, and chronic stress. So I put together a comprehensive plan, because all three of those areas, they wreak havoc on our body, and
yes.
It will lead into autoimmune disease, you know, heart disease, cancer, brain fog, hormonal imbalances, and mental health issues, you know, a whole array of stuff. And so we go over, just basic education, and it also will deal with people bio-individually, meaning like each person is a little bit different. So I only have 20 people in my programs, and I run them 4 times a year.
Wow.
Right now I'll be opening that up more in a little bit of time, and then we go over nutrition, gut health, mindfulness. We'll also go over understanding labs, and we'll do a medication analysis because certain medications deplete nutrients.
Sure.
And it's an 8-week program, and the results have been amazing. People have gotten off medications. I just had a patient completely go off his diabetic medication. She was ecstatic.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And, it just provides this arena to create empowerment and hope. You know, I think when you go down to the sick care philosophy of the Western medicine, you can get lost and you can move.
Yes.
And that's been my goal overall, try to really help empower people to understand their bodies and what's going on, and so they can walk away, feeling really strong about
That's awesome. And so within that 8-week period, is that usually sufficient time for the change that people might need, or is it like just dependent upon what's going on with them when they present?
It depends. And a lot of times what I'll do is host a free workshop, and then anybody can come on there and we talk. And then if somebody thinks that they would need more one-on-one, then that's absolutely doable. And I work with, you know, certain individuals a lot more intimately.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting, and it's so fun to see people in their journey when they start to gain excitement. And they're feeding their wants and not their can'ts.
And so I'm like, one of the things that it's super exciting to me that that's an option that's available to people. And I just wonder, what would you say is the main reason that most people would find that, what would be their, biggest problem that they find themselves sitting in one of your programs?
Let me understand your question. Can you ask me that again?
Yeah, I just mean we've all been raised, or the majority of us that, are seeking any kind of health care, to believe that Western medicine is the way to go. And regardless of how many pills that means we have to take, or, what procedures we have to go through, we've all kind of been led down that path. But I think that people are starting to become more aware of the fact that there are alternatives that are maybe not so prescription-based or, blanket approached, and a little bit more mindful. And I'm just curious, do you have a typical type of patient that would show up for you? Or, is there kind of a compelling reason that causes them to seek out what you have to offer?
A good portion of people, we either get people who are just really into wanting a different route, that they're frustrated with their doctors, they feel ghosted, nobody's returning their phone. They get so frustrated with how they're being treated through the Western medicine world that they want to see what's available, and they're a little bit open-minded to, talking about it. And then another commonality and group that will come through are people who have had some type of traumatic experience. And what I mean by that is somebody who just went through chemotherapy, cancer is traumatic. I think any disease that you go through is a level of trauma.
Sure.
And so it's that fear that instills somebody that, they don't want to believe the doctor that's telling them, something extremely negative, that they'll have to deal with this the rest of their life, or they go through chemotherapy and then they're let go and they are like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
And they don't feel good at all. So, I get a lot of people coming through fear and frustration.
Sure.
And then some people are just, starting to educate themselves but want some guidance. And, wherever their starting point is exactly where they need to be.
Yes, exactly. So then I think that's great that there are people that are seeking out, your style of medicine, so to speak, without it actually being, as a curative factor, as maybe is more of a preventative factor. So are you seeing younger people or everyone in general, or
I am, actually, since COVID, it's been a lot more of the younger population starting to, be drawn in to what I'm doing.
I love it. Totally love it.
And it's exciting. And, I love to talk to people about it. Something super exciting that's coming up is I'm hosting a summit. And one of the main reasons I'm doing that is to try to offer a platform to offer help and awareness to all these modalities that are out there, so people have a better understanding of options.
Sure.
And that's going to be launching March 11th, 12th, and 13th, and there's going to be a panel of 21 incredible speakers, and it's going to be just an awesome summit to, I'm just so excited about it.
Oh, I think it's awesome. I'm super excited about it. Well, so, you know, it's going to kind of lead that into a little bit later, but let's go ahead and talk about it now. So can you let the listeners know about, like, so how, what's the format of it? How, if they were going to listen to it, what kind of commitment is it? How do they go about, you know, signing on to it, and how much time to take, all that kind of fun stuff?
Well, I'm going to be, each speaker is going to be sending out the information on everything with the details through their email list. So if anybody that's listening is interested, they can go to my website, which is Dragonfly Wellness, KW for my initials, .com. So it's Dragonfly Wellness, KW.com, and they can enter their email on my website, and then they'll get all the information to their email.
Okay.
And it will explain the dates and release time. So there will be 7 speakers, and the speakers are going to be encompassing everything to do with optimal health. It's called Unleash Your Health Summit,
yep.
Unlocking the Secrets to Your Ultimate Mind-Gut Connection. So there'll be, you know, people talking about nutrition, about exercise. You're going to be one of my wonderful speakers.
I'm so excited.
I know. So am I. And, you know, just, it's going to be everything about mind-body, mind-gut connection. And so on the 11th, there'll be 7 speakers that will be released throughout the day. And then next day there'll be 7, and the next day there'll be 7. And it will explain the lineup of who everybody is,
with, sure,
what their specialties are, and they can, you know, pick and choose who they can listen to. And if they're unable, they're going to be available to listen to for 24 hours. And then there'll be an option at the end if they really want. They can upgrade to a VIP and buy it for a small fee to get all of them recorded.
To hang on to.
To hang on to and to listen to them over again if they want to.
Sure.
To find out where, because everyone will share all their information. So if they resonate with somebody really well, they can, you know, find out how to get a hold of them. And it just expands the, you know, knowledge base of incredible practitioners out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it sounds to, you know, to me that, you know, the ideal audience is someone who's just either curious about what other options are out there, you know, the efficacy of what's being done out there, and, you know, just the relief of knowing that there is a way that it might just be better for your body in and your life in general and your longevity. And that's what's super exciting to me.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we only, like you said, we only get one go around.
Yep.
And there is such, there is a lot of options and things you can do. Even if you, you know, stay with the medical, just your doctor, you know,
yep.
I'm not, this isn't about stopping everything you're doing by any means. It's about how do you improve the longevity of your life and have quality.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, to just maybe even just give it a try, you know, if like your experience was, well, things weren't exactly going that well for you. And so to just think outside of the box, be willing to be open-minded to something else that could possibly produce a better effect. You know, I think that there's a lot of people that are looking for that right now too, because I think there is more of an awareness now of, you know, yeah, your thoughts can create disease and the toxins. I mean, just there's so many things that our bodies are exposed to. And so just looking at different ways to treat that.
Exactly. And there's, you know, there's this, the basics, like it makes sense when you start learning about this stuff, and our food supply has changed and our water supply has changed also. So just understanding some simple things you can do at home and when you're going to the grocery store can really make a huge difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't have to be a giant shift to start.
Right.
You know, sometimes the biggest shifts are
Yes, and exactly. Just and being aware of what they are. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a huge, giant transformation of your life. It can just be one simple thing at a time.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of it is, you know, sometimes some of the patients that our clients that come through don't need a huge, you know, change in what they're doing. They just need a little bit of understanding and tweaks, and then the body will balance itself out given the right environment and recipes.
Awesome. Well, I still have a bunch of other things that I want to talk with you about, but let's go ahead and go to break, and we'll be right back, so stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I'm a certified life coach. My guest today is Kim Ward, and she is the founder of Dragonfly Wellness. She's also an RN and a functional medicine practitioner, as well as a coach. And before we went to break, we were talking about her summit that we will remind you about before we conclude, that will be a panel of great speakers who can talk to all sorts of different areas of wellness. But I just thought perhaps it would be of interest to share some stories of, you know, some success stories or some stories that illustrate what can go wrong with, you know, having different issues health-wise. And so, Kim, I have a hunch you've got some stories that you can share with us along those lines.
Yes, I have many.
I'm sure.
So there's one story in particular that will never leave me. As I was starting to get Dragonfly off the ground, I was nursing full-time still, and I was doing home care at this time, and I got sent to this woman's house that was my age at the time, and I walked into her living room, and her living room was her hospital bed. And I was told that she was really, you know, angry and not very easy to deal with. So she was unable to get up and walk, and she was, you know, quite large, and she was extremely unhappy. So I was there doing wound care and helping with her medications and trying to unravel the confusion with the doctors. And she had a medication box, Lisa, that was as big as the biggest fishing lure box you could go get.
Oh, my gosh.
In the hardware store.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was just shocked on how confusing it was. And her husband had it down to a science that it was the biggest medication box I've ever seen. And so as time went on, she ended up warming up to me, and finally I asked her, I said, you know, what happened that got you here? I'd like to understand, you know, this journey that took you to this place. I said, you know, because we were the same age, so it really was hitting.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she got in an accident, like I did, and was on pain medication. And, I mean, her story could have been my story.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, and I just, it just, you know, overwhelmed me because her situation was so confusing. Because what happened is she got in an accident, and then she broke some bones, and she was on pain medication. And then she was depressed, so they put her on antidepressants. And then she was getting anxiety, and then they put her on anti-anxiety meds. And it was one domino after another. You know, she started to gain weight because she couldn't exercise.
Oh, my gosh.
So she became diabetic, and then her blood pressure. And it was just this domino. And there was about six specialists involved by the time I got there. And she ended up dying.
Oh, no.
And it took my breath away. And I related to it. So that just motivated me so much to go, there is a better way than that.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, she, I'm sure, you know, getting into an accident and how that can relate. And I've seen a lot of situations that kind of tumble into that direction. And they don't have any idea that there's stuff that they can do.
Yep.
To stop that path.
Yes. Well, once you start going down that path, yeah.
Yeah. So that stuck with me for, it still sticks with me. It's a very easy place for me to go when I need to get myself back on track.
Absolutely.
So that really helps mold my program. And then on the other side of the coin, I can share too. I had one gentleman who was post-chemotherapy, and he was really scared he was going to get cancer again, and he had developed diabetes, high blood pressure. His hormones were very out of whack, and he couldn't lose weight for the life of him. So we started working together, and with 2 months, it was 2 months to the day, he lost 25 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
He got off all his diabetic medications. His A1C that they mark for diagnosing diabetes went down 2 points. His testosterone levels came up.
Wow.
And just his energy of hope and his improvement in his relationships, you know, it was so impactful.
I love that. I love that. And so that just must be extremely rewarding for you to have, you know, been through your own experience, witnessed someone who pretty much was going down a path that was similar to yours, and it had the worst possible effects. And then to be inspired by people who walk through your door who are confused and physically not well and not able to live their best life. And then you can enlighten them on different ways. I can't even imagine how rewarding that must be.
It's so rewarding. And, you know, sometimes when you have these traumatic, extremely big crisis events, they end up bringing some of the most beautiful things across your plate.
100%, yes. I always say that when I'm dealing with clients and they're going through like really monumental change and trauma in their life, I frequently will not say anything about it, but somewhere I know that there will be a boomerang in a direction that will serve them or some other population that needs that assistance down the road. It's just very hard to see, but I'm elated that you had the journey that you did so that you can help guide others.
It's been incredible, and I just feel so much gratitude to be able to, you know, to give somebody hope and
yes,
and really hope pull them back from going down that path you can't turn around from.
Exactly. So, Kim, if someone wanted to work with you, do they need to physically be in your presence, or can you do remote healing modalities and practices with them?
Yeah, absolutely, you can do remote. I do, actually 90% of my clients are remote.
Nice.
Yeah, and, you know, since COVID, that really promoted that, and it let us figure out that it's possible and sometimes easier.
I love that. Well, let's go ahead and let's give the information for your summit one more time, just in case anybody didn't get a chance to write down how to contact you regarding that.
So there's two ways. The easiest way is to get on my email list so you can get the information for the summit. You can just go to my website, which is www.dragonflywellnesskw.com. And or you can fill out the form there, and it will send me your information, and then you will be put on the summit email list. Or you can just email me direct, and that's dragonflyhealingart04@gmail.com.
Beautiful. so excited to be a part of it and be a part of just being able to change people's lives in a positive way and enhance their longevity and their quality of their life, which is, you know, something I think a lot of people are looking for right now. So grateful to get to be a part of that and join you on that.
Yes, I'm so excited too, and thank you so much for having me on and being able to share some of my stories.
Yep. Such a pleasure, so much. So anyways, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And be sure and listen in next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. You don't know how much time you get, so get out there and really live it.